WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Clients of First Victoria National Bank will soon be accessing their accounts at a new bank.
A merger of the oldest independent bank in Texas, which is First Victoria National Bank, the second largest and one of the most successful banking franchises headquartered in Texas, which is Prosperity Bankshares. So, it's a great opportunity for both companies.
First Victoria National Bank President Russell Marshall says that Prosperity Bank is buying out Victoria National Bank for around $374 million in cash and stocks, possibly the highest multiple paid for any bank in the nation in the last 5 years. He says after the deal closes in about 4 or 5 months, there will be some rebranding, but there shouldn't be that many changes locally.
The First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up on our branch. And we may move employees from one location to the other just for consolidation's sake. But other than that, expect to see the same First Victoria faces just with a new lapel pin on that says Prosperity.
Marshall says this deal has been in discussion since March, and he feels that the merger will benefit First Victoria customers the most by giving them more than 200 branches to do business across Texas and into Oklahoma. There aren't many details regarding an apartment fire that took place in Bryan early yesterday morning. Battalion Chief Jordan Gallagher says just after 1, Saddlewood Apartments had a fire of unknown material in the entryway stairwell.
As soon as you enter the door, the stairway up to the apartment, there was a fire. He said it seemed like a trash fire right there on the stairways. There was smoke in the apartment. They were able to get the fire extinguished pretty rapidly.
He says only one person was taken to the hospital with possible smoke inhalation, but everyone was evacuated and let back in after the fire was put out. No other injuries were reported. Yesterday's Bryan School Board meeting made several changes for the school system. For one, trustees unanimously approved a pay raise of 3.86% for teachers. Stipends for counselors will also increase by $2,000. There are also two new administrative hires. Tina Tompkins is the new director of special education. She served a similar role in Maybank ISD for 9 years. And David Diaz is the new principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. He previously was a middle school principal and district bilingual director in Cleburne for 7 years. One of the lobbyists representing the city of College Station in Austin doesn't expect crowds to fill the Capitol during the second special session as they did last week. Dan Shelley told the city council he was inside during the raucous debate on the abortion proposal.
It was kind of ugly, and we're not proud of that moment in Texas history. And being a former member, you never like to see that happen. And I think that they're be making provisions so that you don't have those kind of Occupy Wall Street type demonstrations.
Shelley is a former state senator from Houston who also worked for Governor Perry and former Governor George W. Bush. When you pay a traffic ticket issued by Bryan Police, about half the money does not go to the city and none of it ends in their department. Officer Kelly McKeithen recently researched what she calls a common misconception after being challenged by a local resident. She says when you drive 10 miles over the speed limit, fines and fees add up to almost $190. $110 of that is the court cost, and almost all goes to the state.
Out of that $110, only $17 or $20, roughly, stays here in the city. And the rest of it goes to state funds, and that's even broken down into a whole bunch of different organizations and groups and stuff like that. That's $17 or $20 that stays here for building security, juvenile coordination fees, IT fees, all kinds of things.
The remainder of about $78 is the city fine that is used in the general fund, municipal court, and road and bridge operations. This year, the Texas Reds Festival is raising money for the Bryan Firefighters Association. Spokesperson Jenna Kioski says admission is still free, but the greater the success of the festival, the greater percentage the city will be able to give.
So every year we have sponsors. Well, the more sponsors we have means the less cost that the city has to put on the festival. In the past, we've given a somewhat of a donation to our volunteers to get them to help. And so our volunteers this year, that donation, instead of going to them, goes to the firefighters.
Kioski says the donations will also directly benefit the 4 firemen involved in February's Knights of Columbus Hall fire. The festival will be the last week of September, coinciding with the Aggies' away football game against Arkansas. At WTAW.com, you can find details for registering as a sponsor, volunteer, or vendor. And United Way the Brazos Valley is recruiting volunteers. President Andy Martin says it's related to the upcoming fall campaign.
We are developing the largest campaign volunteer team that we've had in several years here. We're about 90% recruited in terms of our leadership team, and we're looking for 30 community volunteers to help us share the message of United Way in the workplace as well as in the community.
Contact information is on the United Way's website at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 8:12 at 77 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995. For your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G, Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning. It's 8:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure will continue to keep the weather relatively comfortable across the region. We'll have abundant sunshine for today. I think we're going to be up close to 90 degrees through the afternoon. That high stays put overnight. Clear skies, lows near 65. It'll be sunny tomorrow. We're going to be back up around 90. Mainly clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunshine and 90 to 95 for Thursday. Warmer temperatures, they'll move in by Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:15. Okay, we're going to make a call. I'm going to try to make a call.
You made a call.
I know I'm going to do that. Yeah. But this is a special call. So
I've heard you do it.
Yeah, a special call.
It is.
Hi, Royce.
Hey, Kevin, you doing all right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Cat around?
Yes, sir.
See, we're good. Sorry. You must first dial a 1.
Okay, see, I just did. Okay. I got it.
Isn't it terrible getting instructions?
I know.
For the whole listening
audience. I know. Well, that's, it's okay. See?
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed.
Now, how come?
You're doing it wrong.
I know. If Chase Murphy were here, he'd say it's like playing with my brother's kids.
Oh.
So you see? All right, hang on. Wait a minute. I may have dialed it wrong.
You think?
Oh. Is someone going to answer like in India?
No, I don't think. That'd be cool if we could do that. Oh, good.
That's what you call ironic.
Liz, call me back, 695-1620. See, that's just easier just to do that. I'll just have Liz call me. We're gonna talk to a Luling thump queen.
The largest public address system ever.
Well, exactly. I'll tell you exactly what's happening right now. Is right now, the friend who had called to tell us about her is texting her again saying, call the radio station now because they can't get through to you. Because she had called me earlier and said, somebody just texted me and told me that y'all were talking about me. I love that when somebody calls and says, somebody was talking about me. All right, I'm going to try one more time. See, I know it's going to be just fine.
Okay. We were doing so well this morning up to this point.
But anytime I get on the phone, it's always an adventure. So let's see. Ah, look at there. We got it.
Hot dog. Right, you did it.
One ring-a-lingy.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, now, come on.
Hello?
Liz!
Yes!
Hey! There we go. It's Liz Olden in Navasota, Texas, who is a former Miss Thump from Luling. Is that right?
Well, I was the Watermelon Thump Queen. Back then, they had a beauty contest that we did have a Miss Luling.
But they didn't call you a Miss Thump.
No.
Because it does. That kind of sounds like they're making fun of it now. So, anyway, it sounds to me like you did this about 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah. It was about 5 years ago.
Well, okay, if you want to share with us, when were you the Watermelon Queen in Luling?
Actually, it was 1963. I was number 10.
Oh, wow. How very interesting. Now, how many ladies were in the contest?
The year I ran?
Yeah.
There were six of us, I believe.
Okay. Now, so you were the 10th annual. So they've been doing this for how many years then?
This was the 60th anniversary.
So did they invite you back for being the 50th queen?
Oh, about 10 years ago, the queen, the former queens, we didn't want to be old queens.
Okay. Which means all sorts of things now.
That's
so, yeah, right.
Right,
so yeah.
We have a group called Past Queens.
Okay.
And we meet every year. We go to the coronation on Thursday night to support the girls that are running this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're presented. And then we have a luncheon on Friday.
Okay.
And we're two past to ride in that hot parade.
I understand. You don't want to be doing that anymore. So now, is there watermelon at the luncheon?
No, we did not have watermelon this year.
It's a watermelon festival. Yeah, you can't get watermelon anywhere.
We had pretty little watermelon flower vases on the table.
That's kind of fun. So now, it was an actual beauty contest then?
Oh, no, not when I was... No, I had to sell tickets to the Watermelon Thump Association, and then everybody that held a ticket was eligible to vote. If you could hold a pencil and circle somebody's name, you could vote. And they still do that. They still sell tickets. They still have an election, and they don't tell them till the night of the coronation who wins.
Okay. So now did you get a crown to wear?
I did, actually. Yeah. Somebody was talking about that on a Facebook page. About all the different crowns. Mine was rented from San Antonio.
Better than a rind, right?
So you got the pictures taken, then they said, oh, we need that back, right?
Well, actually, that's what they did. They had to take it back before I rode in the parade the next day.
Wow.
But it was okay. It was heavy. It was real heavy. Yeah. And I wore a cloth one. But then my mother had gotten a crown from a former queen, and that's the one I wore that year.
We're talking to Liz Olden, who was the tenth Miss Watermelon, Miss Thump.
I was the Watermelon Thump Queen.
Thump queen.
Say that.
Oh, you can say Thump. Okay, Thump was all right. Now, so was this the first time you entered?
Oh, yes. You only do it once.
Oh, is that right?
You have to be a junior or senior in high school.
Okay.
And then, you know, you do it one time.
So now, how long did you live in Luling?
I was born and raised there until I went to college.
Okay. And then you settled in Navasota after that, or when?
After I got married, and we moved around a few times.
Yeah.
And then I settled in Navasota.
Well, there you go. Well, that is so fun. Now, and so did you go back this year?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
I did. It was about 106 Saturday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
you could probably attest to that. Well, listen, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and congratulations.
Well,
and thanks so much for the connection. Talk to you soon.
All righty. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, that's great.
That is cool.
Lady had called earlier and told us that there was somebody from Navasota, and then she texted Liz and said, call the radio station, they're talking about you. So we did that.
That was pretty neat.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's a good interview.
Yeah, I thought I'd jump into that right before we do Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little pop quiz. You can hear Royce is here, of course, and you hear Lee is also here this morning, too. Today's category, expensive cars. The new Mercedes S-Class sedan, that's the ultra-luxury model, goes for about six figures, has a feature Rolls-Royces and Bentleys just don't have. With the touch of a button inside your Mercedes S-Class, you can do what? A, program your TV to record a program at home. B, send texts for you. C, select a personal fragrance for the interior. Or D, give you a foot massage. Once again, the Mercedes S-Class, you can do what? Either A, program your home TV to record a program. B, send a text for you. C, select a personal fragrance for your interior. Or D, give you a foot massage. Kat?
I'm going to go with B.
B, that'd be send text for you. Kevin?
Foot massage.
Foot massage, that's D. Leah?
Going with the fragrance.
All right, the fragrance. And Royce?
I'm going with what I'd love to have if I were sitting in that car, and that's a foot massage.
Okay, there you go. Well, once again, the winner and mostly usual champion, Leah's got it right. It's select an odor for your car.
Wow.
Well, that was mine until you put foot massage.
Foot massage sounds difficult if you're trying to drive.
Yeah, it does. That's true. The new Mercedes S-Class sedan comes with an active perfuming system, which atomizes a Mercedes-specific fragrance that can be manually adjusted for intensity. Well, what if you don't like it at all? Then the intensity doesn't matter. The aerosol dispenser features four custom-made scents right for the occasion, be it nightlife mood, freeside mood, downtown mood, or sports mood.
So in essence, then you get in the car and it's grape and new car smell.
I don't know. And again, well, I'm sorry we had to refill your fragrance. That's $273. Oh, well, great. Thanks a lot. So anyway. All right, so we got that going on. So let's turn to the Humane Society. What's going on at the Humane Society?
Oh, well, we can have your car smell like a dog.
Yeah. Yes, you could.
That's
wet dog, dry dog.
That's clever.
Yeah, okay.
That's, you could just, test drive it if you want to borrow mine. we have plenty of critters. If your vehicle doesn't smell like a dog right now, we can change that easily for you. But don't leave your dog in there for any extended period of time or the vehicle off at this point in time of the year, because it definitely does get hot in there quickly, as we all know. So we have a little bit of everything. I was going through dogs yesterday because we're looking to do a transfer out to a larger agency, and was looking at the size of the dogs, and we have everything from about a 12-pound we're going to call it a Chihuahua mix. It's definitely a mixed type dog, and there's probably some Chihuahua somewhere in there. All the way up to about an 83-pound Doberman mix. Now, he's a great dog. He is heartworm positive, and I think that's what's turned a lot of people off. But we do pay for $250 of the treatment for heartworms if someone does adopt a heartworm positive dog. Mm-hmm. And there are quite a number of vets in this community that if you are adopting a dog and it does have heartworms, that they will accept that as good. So it's a really great opportunity to find homes for those heartworm positive dogs, because for so long it really wasn't an option years ago when there wasn't any treatment for it. So it's a really great option now, and those dogs, they go through treatment. It's not anything too invasive generally, and they come out of it just fine. We actually have put some through foster care for heartworm treatment. We actually have one right now going through heartworm treatment in a foster home. So if you're interested in any of the dogs we have currently available, or you're interested in foster care, because I know the summer is really busy for people who are like, we don't really want that permanent commitment of another dog or a cat or something of that nature. Foster care program's a great opportunity there to, maybe just, you have 2 weeks. I mean, we have a lot of kittens right now. looking for 2 weeks in foster care because they're coming in. We're starting to get not the newborn kittens. We're getting them at 6, 7 weeks old. They have to be 8 weeks and 2 pounds to be able to be adopted out. And so we're needing foster homes for just a really short period of time to get those animals out. And they, you know, it's good for them to be out in a home while they're just gaining that extra pound or so. So great opportunities. We come through an orientation. There is one tonight at 5:30. For volunteers and for foster homes. So if you're interested in that, come on by. And then we also are generally at PetSmart on Saturdays. We are not this week, and we are closed this Thursday, but we will be open on Friday. So Thursday, after all the fireworks are done and you get home and you realize your dog's escaped because you did not put it up appropriately, come by the shelter on Friday, because we do definitely see an increase in our intake after 4th of July or fireworks celebrations in general, New Year's and so forth. Definitely check the shelter out. Again, we have camp coming up in August, August 12th, 13th, and 14th. We have one next week, but we're full on that one. So if you're still trying to get your 8 to 12-year-old into camp, August is your last opportunity. They had a great time in June, so we're looking forward to another fun-filled couple of days here next week. And for more information, go to our website, AggieLaneHumane.org, or check out our Facebook page, Aggie Lane Humane Society. We can lots of random stuff up there besides just the pets pictures and so forth. So check them out or come by 5359 Leonard Road.
Thank you so much. Thank That's you. Leah here from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Royce is here as well. So what's going on chamber-wise?
Well, we've got a busy July. You know, there was a time when the summer was kind of light, but we've got six events and activities in July. Let's start off talking about Ladies' Night, the one that all the ladies want to talk about. It's Friday, July the 19th. It'll be at the College Station Hilton from 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Title sponsors Pepsi and Capital Farm Credit. We appreciate them joining in as well. The ladies are going to have dinner. They're going to have dancing. They're going to have a fashion show. They're going to have a shopping area.
And they're going to have stories to tell.
Yeah.
No, they won't. Those stories don't get told anyplace.
Well, you know, they could. What happens at Ladies' Night stays at night. Yeah, Ladies' Night's what Dina used to tell me. But tickets are $50, and tables begin at $400. And the theme is Sail Away to Ladies' Night, a casual theme. So we listen to the ladies about having a little more casual theme, and the prices have been lowered also listening to the ladies. So, again, that's Friday, July the 19th. We have a Community Impact Award. Now, it doesn't come up till July the 30th at Pebble Creek Country Club at 11:45 to 1. And that's sponsored, by the way, by Texas A&M Procurement Services, the Office of Procurement Services. This is our event that honors the historically underutilized businesses, which are African-American, American Indian, Asian, Hispanic, and women-owned businesses. And what we're looking for now is the nominations for that. We have some in now, but we're still – the nominations are open until a week from today, the 9th. So all you have to do is just give us the name of the business. We contact the business, get the necessary information to get to the committee that makes the decision. So please, if you're aware of businesses out there that you think are having an impact on our community that are fit the historically underutilized category, if you're not sure, just nominate them. We'll find out that too. We have a deluxe ribbon cutting coming up next week on Wednesday, a week from tomorrow, July the 10th. It's Texags, which was involved with a sister station of yours here. They're over at 308 George Bush. That's the former Lupo's store over there at Southgate. And this will be 4:30 to 5:30, and we invite the public to come out and celebrate their new location. If you're ever at the old location, this is a really nice improvement for them. Plus, it's right there across from an athletic facility, so that's great. Real quickly, we have a business after hours on Thursday, July the 25th. This is at Pebble Creek Country Club under new ownership out there, and this is open to the public, no charge, 5:30 to 7. And then we have Lunch and Learn that's next Tuesday, but it's sold out, so all you can do now is get on a waiting list for that. Carrie Beck with Beck Construction is talking about relationship marketing. And then the only ribbon cutting, we have none this week. Next week is that deluxe ribbon cutting on Wednesday with Texags. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is HEB. We appreciate them very much. I did neglect to mention we have a new member orientation on July the 22nd from 4 to 5. New members should be getting an invitation to that. If you don't, call the chamber, and we'll get you into that. It's at the chamber office, 4 to 5 on the 22nd. The mention the Platinum Spotlight HEB. I would wish everyone out there, including you folks here, that I appreciate so much. Happy 4th of July. And our offices are closed both Thursday and Friday for this.
Got it. Thank you so much. Roy Hickman here this morning from the Chamber. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Serving your insurance needs with honesty and integrity since 1936.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
Home prices continue to climb. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you're a homeowner, chances are your real estate is worth more. CoreLogic reports that in May, home prices were up an average of more than 12% from May of last year. That's the biggest year-over-year gain in 7 years. Chrysler says it had its best June sales in 6 years. Sales for last month were up 8% from June of last year. Demand for pickups was especially strong. Playtex is looking to get more notice from millennial women with a new line of more stylish and colorful bras and a $10 million ad campaign to promote them. The company realizes it has been stereotyped. Young women perceive Playtex garments as being very good at doing what they're designed to do, but not being very fashionable. Hot weather across much of the country was good for the big retailers. The Council of Shopping Centers says demand for seasonal goods picked up last week. Chain store sales rose by more than half a percentage point from the prior week. Stock futures are slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you're a First Victoria National Bank customer, your usual teller will soon be wearing a Prosperity Bank lapel pin. Russell Marshall, First Victoria National Bank president, says Prosperity Bank, the second largest banking franchise in Texas, is purchasing First Victoria, the oldest independent bank in Texas, for around $374 million. Marshall says the main change in Bryan College Station will be that some First Victoria signs will come down and Prosperity signs will go up, while some employees might change locations.
All the current First Victoria locations will be rebranded Prosperity after close, and that close will probably take place in the fourth quarter of 2013. It'll take about 4 to 5 months for us to get regulatory approval to close the deal, and we'll also have to have shareholder approval as well.
Marshall feels the increase in locations will be a huge boon to customers.
First Victoria, we were growing our footprint. We had 34 locations across South Central Texas, but Prosperity Bank has over 200 branches across Texas and into Oklahoma. So this gives all of our customers that bank with us many more places to do business with us, especially when they're traveling on business and need access to ATMs and things like that.
He says they will possibly have a shareholders meeting in late September. For more details and the press release, go to WTAW.com. A pay raise and new administrative hires are coming to Bryan ISD thanks to yesterday's board meeting. David Diaz will be the new principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. Diaz previously served 7 years as a district bilingual director and a middle school principal in Cleburne. Also, Tina Tompkins was announced as the new special education director. Tompkins served in a similar capacity in Maybank ISD for 9 years. Pay raises included stipends for counselors increasing by $2,000, and pay for teachers will be increased by 3.86%. A Bryan resident was hospitalized after a small fire broke out yesterday morning at an apartment complex. Battalion Chief Jordan Gallagher says besides the one victim with possible smoke inhalation, there were no other injuries reported at the small fire in the stairwell at Saddlewood Apartments.
Other than that, there wasn't much to it. Everybody was evacuated from all the other apartments in that one building just for precautionary reasons. They cleared all the smoke out of there and then isolated the power and let everybody back in the rest of the apartment.
Gallagher says the fire was put out very quickly. He says the source of the fire was unknown, but it appeared to be trash. The Texas Reds Festival is coming up the last week of September, but signing up now as a volunteer, sponsor, or vendor could make a big difference in donations towards the Bryan Firefighters Association. Spokesperson Jenna Kioski says the greater the number of sponsors, the larger the percentage of the proceeds that the city of Bryan will be able to donate.
The other cool part about all this is that we're really engaging our downtown merchants this year and getting them involved so that they can kind of be highlighted and have steak-inspired specials. We want to send our patrons into their doors to get to sample the kind of the good food that our own restaurants provide.
Kioski says more than 700 volunteers are needed to run the festival, and sponsors who pay as little as $500 receive some great privileges. For more details about taking part in the festival, go to WTAW.com. The largest campaign team in several years is being organized for this fall's United Way drive in the Brazos Valley. President Andy Martin says they're looking for 30 people to spread the word and other volunteers for other duties.
We're also looking for people to help us with signage and promotional of activities in terms of yard signs and posters around the community. If people are interested in helping us get our message out by delivering things, we could really use the help that way.
Go to the United Way's website, uwbv.org, for contact information. The Bryan Police Department wants you to know the only reason traffic tickets are issued is for motorist safety. Officer Kelly McKeithen says it's not about the money.
As far as the police department directly getting any of that money back, we don't see a whole lot of it. Now, we may get some of it through a state program that those funds went to. We may get a grant, or the city may decide to use some of those general funds to help us get some equipment. So I just kind of wanted to dispel that rumor that we are out there giving tickets to build revenue.
McKeithen says the total cost for driving 10 miles over the speed limit is almost $190. Almost all the court cost of $110 goes to the state, and the remaining $78 is the city fine that goes to local roads and bridges, municipal court, and the general fund. A former member of the state Senate who is now a lobbyist for the city of College Station tells the city council he doesn't expect what he called Wall Street-type demonstrations to return to the state capitol. Dan Shelley, who also worked for Governor Perry and former Governor George W. Bush, says the second special session could have been limited to only the proposal for stricter regulations on abortion.
Both the transportation and the one on the parole for capital for a 17-year-old, those, if they'd been taken up earlier in the day on the last day, those would have both passed. but the lieutenant governor saved them for last, and that's why they failed.
Shelley expects a third special session to take place, but not until next year, to address school finance after lawsuits are resolved. WTAW News Time is 8:41 at 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
Well, don't kid yourself. It's a nice little break from the heat, but you know the heat will be back, and the folks at Intercon want to remind you that they've got ways to help you control that heat and therefore control your utility costs as well. And it's just a phone call away at 823-3639, because Intercon has solar screens. Now, one of the things that people didn't necessarily like about solar screens is you couldn't see the panes of the window because the screen would cover that up. Well, now they're at the point where they have those panes that are actually on the screen itself, so it's more attractive. Function has a lot to do with it as well. Now, there could be a room, though, that you want to get the heat from the sun blocked out during the winter, but you welcome the heat from the sun in colder weather. If that's the case, there are pull-down solar screens that are available that Intercon can do for you as well. Plus, you get to choose the blockage. Do you want 50%? Do you want 80%? Do you want 90% blockage? Intercon can do that for you, too. You make the phone call, 823-3639. Let them come out and tell you what they can do as far as solar screens are concerned. And don't forget that if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives from BTU that can help you pay for the screens. And also, of course, energy-efficient windows, which they have year-round. Think about it now, though, because it's going to get hotter. 823-3639, that's Intercon.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Hi, I'm Lisa with Mattress Sleep Centers. You always feel better after a good night's sleep, so make sure you get one by shopping Mattress Sleep Centers in College Station. Mattress Sleep Centers is a locally owned family business that features the largest selection of mattresses and brands in the Brazos Valley, with over 60 beds on display. No one will beat our prices, customer service, overall shopping experience, and with same-day delivery. Put your good night's sleep in the hands of the sleep experts at Mattress Sleep Centers on Harvey Road near the entrance to Post Oak Mall. Mattress Sleep Centers.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Rufino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Rufino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Rufino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRufino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large high-pressure system in the central United States will continue to make our weather pretty comfortable for this time of year. It could be a whole lot hotter. Sunshine and 90. Tonight clear. Lows overnight close to 65. Sunshine will be back with us during the day tomorrow. Temperatures reaching about 90. Clear tomorrow night, 65 to 70. We'll warm up a bit on Thursday with lots of sunshine. Highs will be somewhere between 90 and 95 Thursday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Guess the most important realistic part of that forecast is it could be a whole lot hotter. And
yes,
right.
Without question.
We could be doing that. Source says Facebook building a chat room function.
It already has a chat function.
Well, if released, the chat prompt would be in the status update bar next to the buttons for your update status and add videos and photos and stuff.
when a user clicks to clicks the host chat button, the user can then name the room if they're a specific topic or some sort of a reason that they want to be chatting.
Well, how about that?
Yep. Then the person starts the chat room. That'll create a news feed story. And if a user's friend sees that, then they can just click the link and join the chat. Host can set privacy settings so only certain people, see the news. Sounds to me like a gossip channel.
I'm offended.
Man.
I'm just kidding.
And the host can eject people from the chat room at any time.
I'm just now, like a real mediator.
Golly.
I mean, chat rooms always have mediators.
Okay, that's fine. All right, everybody can join the chat room as long as they agree with me.
Well, it's just like the national media.
I'm just gonna. What does that mean?
It means what I said.
No, it doesn't. No. The national media, you may want to pick and choose what you watch or listen to or read, but if you're in a chat room and you're controlling it, you're controlling who gets to listen to what you have to say. That's the inversion of the media, I would think. But
no, I was thinking about how they just kick you out if you disagree with them.
Okay. You don't get kicked out of the national media. Do you get kicked out of the national media? Who gets kicked out of the national media?
Well, I'm not a high-profile person.
Okay. Are you being kicked out of the media?
No. Why are you picking on me, Scott?
I'm not. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is just the usual complaint about it's not fair to conservatives. That's just that's how I feel.
Okay.
You can't deny my feelings, Scott.
I don't think I was. I was trying to figure out what the parallel between the national media and the Facebook chat room was. The Italian government will have to pay a lottery jackpot to the estate of the winner who tore the ticket in two before realizing he'd won.
Oh.
That's about $130,000. He'll be paid to the unidentified winner's estate because he died during the long legal battle ensuing. Oh, man. Well, it happened in 2002, apparently. The family's lawyer said the man had listened to a television broadcast of the lottery drawing, and when he didn't hear his numbers called, he tore the ticket in two and threw it in the garbage.
Like you do.
Sure. Wasn't until reading a newspaper the next day he realized his mistake. Thank God he hadn't taken the garbage out. He retrieved the pieces of the ticket, tried to claim the prize. The Italian lottery officials initially denied the payment because of the ticket's condition, but a judge ordered that the government pay. So there you are. And that's only fair, I would think,
sure,
be able to do that. Howsomever, you need to double-check next time. Make sure about that. See if that's the case. Now, some mummies in Chile have passed a drug test with flying colors. The well-preserved 1,600-year-old mummies were given hair follicle tests to determine if those in the ancient society smoked hallucinogens.
Oh, my God.
So we're drug testing mummies now.
I mean,
what's the point of that?
Yes.
Like it's great because they did it too? Or?
Well, and then what are you going to do? Are you going to go ahead and search their family tree on Ancestry.com and make fun of their fun because 1,600 years ago their mummy smoked?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, don't they have things they could be doing research for that really would make a difference?
But they didn't inhale.
Yeah. Once again, it would just seem they'd be able to do that. New York couple's lawsuit against their 5-year-old son's former school, it's a 5-year-old, okay? Alleges officials stuck him with a $50,000 bill for artwork made by the class. Here's the deal.
$50K?
Michelle and John Heineman suing. The school is the Cathedral School of St. John of the Divine. They allege they made a deal with the school administrators to place a winning bid of up to $3,000 for this piece of art that was created by their son in his kindergarten class, okay? Charity event. Okay, they couldn't attend. The suit alleges school officials took advantage of the deal by driving bidding on the artwork up to the outrageous sum of $50,000, as it quotes in the lawsuit. The artwork was comprised of paper cutouts of the students' hands that were painted and paired with the students' statements regarding their thoughts about art. The lawyer's couple says they tried to settle the matter with the school, but the school had no interest in taking responsibility for their actions. Again, that's their side of the story.
It is New York.
Well, my thought, though, I mean, if they agreed to $3,000, then it's $3,000.
Right.
You jack it up, that would seem to vacate whatever agreement they had. If it gets to be $50,000, some other person wants to pay for that, then have at it.
Then but let them.
Can't imagine that they would hold those people responsible. Done. About 9 till.
It's Texas. It's summer. And it's hot. Really hot. That means it's time to crank up the AC. But what about that electric bill? Well, now you've got a chance to chill your bill with a brand new Energy Star qualified central air unit paid for and installed free of charge by the Entergy Solutions team at Entergy Texas. Check out our contest at facebook.com/EntergyTX for your chance to win and chill your bill. Go to Entergy Texas on Facebook to win.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2013-2014 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 9th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night. Log on to transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2013-2014 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services. Moving forward for you.
Batteries Plus is now Batteries Plus Bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
About 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You've heard him say it before, but Ron White says...
Other states are trying to abolish the death penalty. My state's putting in an express lane.
That's right. Texas executes more inmates than any other state. We've talked about that. But also, memorializes the executed with a morbidly fascinating online database containing each inmate's last statement.
Interesting.
What did they say? Some praise a deity. Some tell their family they love them one last time. Some apologize for their crimes. Some cheer for their favorite sports team. That was Jesse Hernandez, who was executed last year with Go Cowboys. So, some critics of the death penalty say that the database is simply perverse. One human rights expert from SMU says the death penalty is a process, not an act, and posting the final words of a condemned person after a process, which has usually lasted a decade or more, is simply a disservice. How is one to assess the phrase, "Go Cowboys," from a man on a gurney? In the last 30 years, Texas has executed more people than Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Missouri, Oklahoma, Virginia combined.
Because we don't mess around.
Just saying. If you kill somebody, we kill you back, right?
Yep.
I believe that's what they said. So this was dismissed yesterday, but a San Diego man could have landed in jail for as many as 13 years for writing down his opinions on a public sidewalk in children's chalk. The man, his name Jeff Olson, took his displeasure with the federal bailout of large banks like Bank of America to the streets literally when he began chalking slogans like "No thanks, big banks," and "Shame on Bank of America" outside three separate Bank of America branches in San Diego. A bank security guard called the city repeatedly to complain. The city decided to charge him with 13 counts of vandalism.
Oh, that sounds absurd.
Which is a misdemeanor, right. Each count could be a $1,000 fine. Anyway, it got thrown out by a judge yesterday. Said, nope, not going to do it. Good on the judge.
That's freedom of talking.
It is. I mean, that's and granted, you know, it may be something that has to be cleaned up a little bit, but he's supposed to be able to do that. So tune out those screams from your family during a marathon, the single best motivator to running all 26.2 or accomplishing anything really is you. New research has found that athletes who say they were internally motivated accomplish more than those who are driven by external pressure or guilt. External pressure or guilt?
I have to run.
Yeah. Outside pressure can get you started, but you're quicker to give up when things get harder. The conclusion is set a goal that aligns with your inner values and enjoy the process of accomplishing it. So you've seen those stickers on the windows, right?
26.2
and it's 13.1, you know, yeah. I saw one that was 0.0.
I saw that one,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Where we come from, a truck's expected to work hard every day, come rain or shine or hail for that matter, and there's nothing more dependable than a Toyota truck. Built right here where we come from, Toyota trucks outwork the competition because they're over-engineered, which means that Toyota good enough isn't near good enough. And it shows at the worksite, on the roads, and in the fact that IIHS names Tundra Double Cab a 2013 top safety pick. And the Tacoma so outperformed the competition, most of the competition just gave up, making Tacoma the number one selling mid-size truck, outselling its closest competitor 2-1. Get behind the wheel of a truck you can get behind. The American-built Toyota Tundra or Toyota Tacoma. For a better than good deal, visit your local Toyota dealer now. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $229 a month for 36 months with $19.99 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers end 7/8/2013.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Just over a week ago, the owner of a Canadian diner struck up a conversation with a customer, and eventually the talk turned to news about the owner's daughter, who'd just been diagnosed with cancer.
Mm.
A few days later, same customer returns to the diner, again, chatted with the owner, and then paid for his meal with a $10,000 check.
Oh, my gosh.
Guy's name is Bob Erb. He wrote the check, Erb, E-R-B. He won $25 million in the lottery last fall.
Wow.
Now, the story from Cliff Luther, who's the owner of the Saskatchewan diner, hit close to home because Bob's, the millionaire's son, had died 4 years earlier after a battle with cancer at the age of 26. So on his second trip to the diner, he ordered a burger and fries, and when he finished eating, he asked Luther for a pen. And he wrote out a check for $10,000. He said, "Here, take my bill out of this."
Oh, my gosh, I would have cried.
He hadn't cashed the check yet. Says he plans to, but he just wanted people to know there's some really good people out there.
That is really incredible.
Yeah, that's a nice story. A lady in Leesburg, Virginia, cleaning her shed out, she discovered a couple anti-tank missiles in Virginia. Like, you'd expect that, right? Unidentified woman phoned police. They rushed right over. The police and firefighters spent almost an entire day deactivating and removing the ordnance. It's not clear how the missiles ended up in the shed, but they're believed to be leftovers from Operation Desert Storm.
I don't think the NHRA or the NRA covers that.
No. And again, it's in Leesburg, Virginia. My thought is that's a long way away from where they were supposed to be.
Well,
but
takes it to California, she could get lots of money at the school.
Well, that.
Right, the buyback.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. I suppose that probably could happen. 82 years ago, the first ice vending machine sold people 25 pounds of ice for 15 cents. It was in Los Angeles. That's pretty cool.
That is,
I mean,
cool.
25 pounds of ice. So how big was that machine? You know, that had to be ginormous. Also on this date, 1937, Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan disappeared off the Pacific Ocean. Remember, she was trying to go around the world. And that UFO crash supposedly happened on this date in Roswell, New Mexico in 1947. Not so sure. 1962, the first Walmart opened for business in